Inflation has eased somewhat to 7.7% in March from 8.5% in February, according to those latest figures from the CSO. Consumer prices were 1.1% higher month on month in March. That's down from 1.6% the previous month. And the prices have been rising on an annual basis since April of 2021. Let's talk to our economics correspondent, Robert Short, who joins us now. Robert, I think what's interesting about these figures is that the headline rate of inflation, prices are still rising, but the headline rate is back a little bit. But what's often, or what's referred to as the underlying rate of inflation, that's continuing to rise.
Yeah, so the story about inflation is changing slightly. So up until a couple of months ago, we were still obsessed with the huge increase in the price of energy, and that has really prompted this big jump in inflation. But really what's been happening is that nothing much has been happening on the energy front when it comes to domestic bills like gas and electricity. The wholesale price has been coming down, and we're all waiting and hoping that that'll be translated into people's bills sooner rather than later. But because not much has been happening on the domestic front, and we haven't seen prices move that much since they started to come down from their peak, that sort of price effect is beginning to drop out of the headline rate of inflation. But as you mentioned, in the meantime, the price of pretty much everything else has been going up. And this is kind of catch-up inflation, second-round effects, what economists call it. It's in a response to that big jump in inflation, which we saw last year. So core inflation, which strips out energy and food, which can be volatile, that actually increased last month to an annual rate of 6.9%. It had been around 5% for much of the last several months, since June of last year, but it's taken a pretty big increase. Both if you go back to February, it went up just over 6%, and then it went up again in March to 6.9%. So that's a more persistent type of inflation, and it's the kind of inflation that worries policymakers because it's harder to get back under control.
And bearing in mind our previous conversation, it's also a rise in the cost of living that falls particularly heavily on people on lower incomes.
Yes, so the CSO has done some work on this, and this is to kind of see what sort of inflation, what sort of an impact inflation has on different income groups. And the latest figures that they have, they relate to the third quarter of last year. And so they took an average rate of 8.2%. But for the second lowest income group, actually, they were experiencing an inflation rate that was more like 9.5%. And then for the highest income group, because they spend less of their overall income on things like food, and which make up the overall basket of goods and services, their inflation rate was actually more like 7.5%. So people on lower incomes do feel inflation more acutely.
Robert Short, economics correspondent, thank you very much for that. Let's